Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, October the 15th, 2008. All the geek with none of the irritating wait.
No, none of that.
You demanded it. You asked for it. We are here flying at you like Simon Pegg with a cricket bat. Ow! Bam!
Wow.
Bam!
He's a violent man.
Bam!
What, is he mixed with Emeril Lagasse now?
Yes, apparently.
Whose birthday it is?
He's
you see what I did there?
Oh, that's clever. I love that. You know who else, though? You know
Who's
who else has a birthday today?
Who you got?
Tito.
Oh! Tito Jackson. Oh!
Tito Jackson, born in 1953. I don't know anything about Tito. Did he ever do anything other than...
I think he had an album of his own once.
Oh.
But,
oh,
you know.
I see. Right.
Eric Benet is 38 years old today.
Eric Benet.
R&B singer. He was married to Halle Berry. I don't know if he still is.
Friedrich.
Because of the sexual addiction.
Friedrich Nietzsche.
Oh,
Nietzsche. Was born on this day in 1844.
Larry Miller is 55 years old.
I love that. Who is that?
Yeah, you've seen him in a million things. He was in 10 Things I Hate About You. He's a stand-up comedian. He's the very sarcastic one that always talks like this.
Oh,
and I
see.
And I swear I'll never drink again, and I really mean it this time.
That guy.
Okay, that guy. And by the way, this day in 1888, the From Hell letter was sent by Jack the Ripper. That was on this day.
And just as creepy on this day in 1942, Mighty Mouse debuted as Super Mouse.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow, copyright infringement?
A little bit.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Hey, kids, that there across from me is Billy Flynn.
There's a certain little lady who wants to play with fire. By that, I mean my... cock and balls.
Thank you.
Oh, my
Good
word.
Morning.
Okay, then. Well, I'm the vicar, guys.
For the last time, there's nothing gay about the hotness.
There is that.
Then.
I agree. It's midweek, yo.
That's comic books and
I'm
stuff.
Trying to be motivated.
Is that what it is?
You know.
Oh, you've been gone for a while, haven't
trying
you?
Trying to sound motivated. That's all. It is comic book day. Sure, we got Billy Flynn's long box on the way. Your geeky news. First of all, though, as always, television tonight. Apparently, sir,
yes.
There's
yes.
another presidential debate.
There is. The last one.
The final. Oh, that's good.
This is the last one.
Just forget it, man. The presidential. The vice presidential's fun because you get to hear, you betcha.
You betcha.
You betcha.
Oh, my God, yes.
So, what am I missing?
Nothing.
What am I missing?
Nothing.
All right. So, all the major networks are going to have that. Of course, the news nets and a couple of PBS stations as well.
Of course. They'll be showing more of it than the rest of the networks will. CBS is going to start off with The New Adventures of Old Christine.
Yes!
In which Christine dates a reptile specialist.
Oh, my God, that's a funny show, man.
That's followed by Gary Unmarried, in which Gary threatens to share racy photos of Allison unless she gives him back his pool table.
Oh, my... Wow.
See, that's why... That's why you can't let certain people have photos.
That's a bargain you don't see every day.
No. I want my pool table. No. I got these photos. I'm going to show to everybody.
That's unusual. On NBC tonight, Knight Rider I see, but I don't see the word new on my
list. Because it's the rerun where he, A Hard Day's Night episode.
Well, already this is like 3 episodes in.
I know. Over ABC has a new episode of Pushing Daisies, though, so that's good.
I gotta check that out.
That's a good show,
I know.
Dude.
I would probably like it. Biography Channel tonight, it's all about the funny, yo. Sarah Silverman, followed by Robin Williams,
love Sarah
followed
Silverman.
By Adam Sandler. It's all funny.
Tonight, the CW, they've got another rerun of 90210, but this is the one where Brenda and Kelly reunite and have a pillow fight. And
I do love that. On E! Entertainment Network tonight. I always mention it because, you know, it shouldn't be as good as it is. Ever After is on tonight. Drew Barrymore and Doogie Howser Scott are in.
Tonight on AMC, continuing the Dirty Harry marathon, it's The Enforcer followed by The Gauntlet.
It's a Dirty Harathon.
I like that.
Ooh, that actually sounds kind of nasty, though.
Kind of.
Tune Disney tonight, Sword in the Stone. I never cared for it a whole lot, but some people love it. It's out.
Tonight on Country Music Television, they're showing Deliverance.
Well... About time.
I know.
Got it right.
Maybe they'll run into Indiana Jones.
Wow.
Who knows?
Keeping on the musical theme, VH100 Greatest Songs of the 80s.
Sweet. Over on Comedy Central, it's a new episode of South Park entitled Breast Cancer Show Ever, followed by the new David Alan Greer show, Chocolate News.
Oh.
Chocolate News.
I guess he's got to work, too. All right.
Yeah, sure. Someone's got to. Yeah. And if it's not going to be you, it might as well be him. History Channel, Jurassic Fight Club, a raptor versus a T-Rex. We saw this in the movie.
Yeah.
We know how that
done.
Works. Come on,
That's
duh.
Not new.
TV Land, TV Lands and Myths. Taking a look at the myth about Jennifer Lopez having her bottom insured.
Oh, my.
But if I'm watching anything, it is on Lifetime Television.
For women.
Because former college roommates reveal personal secrets at an emotional reunion.
Once again.
Tonight, Ben Aries and Sarah Brown star in It Was One of Us. Which is just such a disappointing title based upon the premise that we
set up. I was
going to
say, that's not what I was looking
they
for.
They get together, they drink some sake.
Like Pillow Fight Confidential, you know?
Yes.
No, it didn't happen.
Here, listen.
Listen up! It's time for mail call!
Sup, yeah. GRD? Just dropping you a line so Vicar doesn't get any sand in his ovaries about not having any email.
Oh, snap.
Just joshing. You know I love you guys.
See?
Either of you guys checked out the new Monsterpocalypse miniatures game from Privateer Press?
Hmm? I have not. There is a thread going over in the forums at geekradiodaily.com.
That's a hella good thread over
talking
there.
About how good all that good stuff is that we gotta check it out.
Let's see. Hands down, the best pre-painted models I've seen in a while, and the game is fun, too. Finally answers the question, what would happen if Godzilla, Cthulhu, Ultraman, and the War of the Worlds aliens all got in a fight? What's this last quote here? Cthulhu Hagen.
Yeah, I can't read that
Hagen
at all.
That's Captain Crunch. I Absolutely. Paint my miniatures, sir. Matter of fact, I thought I'd wasted a couple hours painting my dwarven mini for D&D because I died last night.
Sound dirty.
Yeah, I died last night. Yeah. Luckily, it didn't take.
Oh.
So, you know, I stayed
Sometimes
alive.
Death doesn't, you know, it just doesn't
Not
stick
in
with
fourth
you.
Edition, it certainly doesn't.
Leanne sends us a note. I would say that Thor smites evildoers with his mighty hammer.
The hammer is my penis.
Oh, well, that makes total sense now.
Wow. Okay, finally, dear guys, I heard on your show for October 14 and had to geek out when I heard that Silverhawk Season 1 is out.
Yes.
I geeked out so bad I worked my girlfriend like a $50 steak. I paid 15 bucks for.
15 bucks, little man. Put that shit in my hand. If that money doesn't show, then you owe me.
Oh, what? Now? What? Also wanted to know what you guys think of the live-action Street Fighter movie that's coming out with Jamie Chung playing Chun-Li.
Well, it's got to be better than the original live-action Street Fighter movie with Jean-Claude Van Damme. But I thought Kristen Kruick had been...
I did, too. That's kind of why I raised my eyebrow. I cocked my eyebrow for a moment.
I did that.
Also,
it's probably going to be poo.
Other than zombie-type horror movies, what is your favorite horror movie of all time?
Phantasm. Don Coscarelli's Phantasm. It is creepy, it is unsettling, it is unnerving, and is the closest movie I've ever seen that literally... has you not knowing if you're in a dream in the real world or what. It just seems
creepy
like
as
a
hell.
Nightmare on
saw screen. It when I was a kid. Creepy as hell.
Great
I haven't
movie.
Seen it since.
Oh, really?
I saw it when I was
I
a kid.
I own all of them.
Yeah. I might go with, my first thought was Lost Boys, but not really a horror movie.
No.
So I'm going to go with The Hunger.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to go with The Hunger, although I could change my mind in
there
10
There you
minutes,
go. And,
right
of course,
now,
I really do love An American Werewolf in London.
Oh, that is a good movie.
You got to give me that one.
Yeah,
so okay.
That is a good movie.
I like it.
Well, listen, if you guys want to send us mail, we do love mail.
Send
us podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar, or The Bruce at geekradiodaily.com. Make sure you check out the forums as well, by the way. You got stuff to say, you can do it over there at geekradiodaily.com/forums. Okay? It's Wednesday. Billy Flynn's long box on the way. Also, news of the Geekly, all coming up on this October the 15th, 08 GRD.
War they wanted and war they got, but they want the enemy.
This fall, are you ready for crime? Young Junius, the podcast novel, serialized every week at sepharwood.com, brings you the story of Junius Pons. As a teenager growing up in a Boston that crack cocaine is just starting to take hold of, he's running to escape the consequences of a murder he had to commit and fighting to avenge the death of his brother. But first, he has to find out who did it. So let Seth Harwood, the author of Jack Wakes Up, take you on a trip through crime, action, and violence this fall as he brings Young Junius to SethHarwood.com, your home for serialized crime.
Hi, this is Mer Lafferty, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily. Flynn, get your hands off my parsec. Vicar, get your hands off my other parsec. For your information, that's not my parsec. I have a knife.
Wow. Taught me
we
good.
We can't say we've been warned, you know?
Taught me good, didn't
Absolutely.
She?
Absolutely.
Geek Radio Daily for Witness Day, October the 15th, 2008. All the geek without the weight, Flynn and the Vicar waiting to take a look, crack open the box, raise it just a little bit, and look inside Billy Flynn's long box.
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book, man.
Word. Serious book, man.
Yes, today, sir. Comic books. Dark Horse has your new Conan the Cimmerian, number 4, followed by Star Wars Clone Wars, number 2 of 6.
Rock on. I actually don't have as many as I thought I would.
Really?
Okay. There's some good stuff on there, though. We'll get to that. DC Comics Batgirl, number 4 of 6, is out today. Also, Booster Gold, number 13.
Been having fun with that. Air, number 3, is out. JSA, number 19. Superman, Batman versus Vampires and Werewolves, number 1 of 6, is
yeah.
out today.
Oh, that's going to suck.
As is, look, Superman's pal Jimmy Olsen, special, number 1. Huh, I'm going to go turn into Turtle Boy.
Werewolves and vampires eat Superman's pal Jimmy Olsen.
That would be awesome.
I would watch that.
And their hair was perfect.
DC Special Cyborg, number 6 of 6. So that wraps up tonight. Also from DC Comics, Trinity issue number 20.
Sweet.
Is out.
Over Devil's Due Publishing, they have Hack Slash number 1. It's the Halloween treat cover. And following that, it's Halloween First Death of Laurie Strode number 1 of 3.
I saw that.
She's had multiple deaths.
I didn't know what it meant.
That's Jamie Lee Curtis's character from the Halloween movies.
Oh.
They killed her off and off-screen in Halloween 4, but then they brought her back 2 sequels later.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's edumacational.
And ignored 4, 5, and 6.
Well, I would too.
Yeah, I would.
Dynamite Entertainment has got Red Sonja Vacant Shell, which I assume is a one-shot special edition. It doesn't say any numbers, so I'm going to guess that. Also from Dynamite, El Zorro.
El Zorro,
number 8, number 8.
Sweet. And over IDW Publishing, they've got some really cool stuff for us today. Ghostbusters, The Other Side, number 1. Just sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Doctor Who, Forgotten, number 2. And Grant Morrison's Doctor Who, number 1.
Wibbly, wobbly, and
timey-wimey
all of that stuff.
Good
you know,
stuff.
I only have one listing for Marvel this week.
Really?
Yeah.
What's that,
sir? Only thing I wrote down. Well, it was Astonishing 27, which is out today. So the new Astonishing X-Men. Hell
so
yeah, that's
no,
good.
No Iron Man, Director of S.H.I.E.L.D. number 34?
No.
Okay, well, Secret Invasion Frontline number 4 or 5 is out, and that is fantastic. Image Comics very quickly has Madman Atomic Comics number 11 and Charlton Ball number 4. Oni Press has Stephen Colbert's Tech Jansen number 3 of 5, but if I'm reading anything today, it's going to be from Platinum Studios because we get issue 4 of 6 of I Was Kidnapped by Lesbian Pirates from Outer Space.
Yes! Let's just think on that for a minute.
Okay.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Okay.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So, Xbox 360 owners, if you play Burnout Paradise, we can let you know officially that the billboards that are inside, there's billboards in the game, the ad content changes, people buy their ad space for the billboards. Well, right now, the Obama campaign owns those billboards.
Oh.
Right now, Barack Obama is running for president inside of the Xbox Burnout Paradise video game. It tells people that you can vote early and to vote for Barack Obama. So there you go. We are now blurring the lines between all of it, sir. We're going to be the Matrix.
Betcha. It's fun. Dude, I only have 2 stories. What a slack-ass co-host I am.
I've got an extra one in case we need it.
All right, that's fine. From IGN, Iron Man scribes Mark Fergus and Hawk Ostby. Hawk.
Blah, blah, blah.
What a cool first name,
I know, right?
Man. Hi, I'm Hawk.
I'm Hawk Slayer McKillalot.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, they have said that all the events in the various Marvel films are leading up to the superheroes battling the Hulk in the Avengers. Now, we kind of figured this was where they were going, but apparently that's been confirmed, at least unofficially.
That Loki is in there somewhere.
Fans will remember that the finale of The Incredible Hulk ended ambiguously with Ed Norton.
Norton!
Smiling slightly after bringing down the Abomination. The very end scene of the film also sets up the storyline with General Ross talking to Tony Stark. All will be revealed when the movie hits our screens in 2011?
Yeah,
crap in a hat, man. Are you kidding me?
Oh, hush.
Not even going to be alive in 2011.
Well, if you take better care of yourself and stop eating pie.
Ew, I like my pie.
I do love pie.
As much as people complain about the challenges of balancing copyrights and fair use in the U.S., overseas courts have been happy to provide examples that they'd like to remind us that our copyright laws in the U.S. are actually fairly liberal. The latest such reminder comes out of a case in Germany that revisits an issue that appears settled in the U.S., the right of image search services to create thumbnails from copyrighted works. Germany has ruled against Google, telling Google that it's illegal. Not only is it illegal for Google to have thumbnails, but that they're responsible for bringing all of them down off of the web. Good luck with that! Good luck!
Well, we all know what kind of thumbnails are coming out of Germany, and so...
It's true.
Anyway, I'm just saying Dark Horizons...
Dude, it is Germans. It is Cartman's mom.
From darkhorizons.com. She needed your money. Blizzard and Legendary Pictures... Feature film adaptation of the Warcraft franchise is not likely to arrive next year, as previously announced.
Wow.
Blizzard president Mike Morhaime tells Shaq News, quote, I don't know about the 2009 date, but it's still something we're very excited about. Isn't that a great quote?
That is.
I don't know about it.
I don't know, but
I'm excited.
Very thrilled.
He adds that, quote, we do have a draft of a script. It isn't final. I think we still need to do a lot of work.
A new Army grant aims to create email or voicemail and send it by thought alone.
See, I read that, and I thought it said Amy Grant was going to start sending emails
that would
by
be
thought
cool.
alone. Okay.
I know. Right. It's we're talking synthetic telepathy, the technology based on reading electrical activity in the brain using an EEG, because I can't say the real word. Similar technology is being marked in a way to control video games by thought. We talked about that just the other day. But they think this will become just another way of communicating, said Mike DeZaro, from the University of California, Irvine, and the lead scientist on the project. He says, quote, it will take a lot of research and a lot of time, but there's also a lot of commercial applications, not just military applications, Though, you know, that's pretty much where the damn thing's going to go.
That's where it's going to go anyway. Yeah.
Military style.
All right.
All righty.
Very good, kiddies. Geek Radio Daily, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 U.S. license. Do subscribe to iTunes.
Please
drop us a review while you're there. Join the forums for some social geek working over at geekradiodaily.com. Don't miss GRD Weekly, the hour-long wrap-up show with the Bill Flynn, the Vicar, sometimes, and the Bruce. Check out the new store at cafepress.com and email us por favor at podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, or the Bruce, geekradiodaily.com.
Well, well, Indiana Jones, what you doing in our neck of the woods? Now, let's you just drop them pants. Drop, just take them right off. What do you guys want?
Don't say anything, just do it. Pull off that little old bitty shirt there, too.
Them panties. Take them off. There, boy. I bet you can squeal. I bet you can squeal like a pig. Go on, squeal. Squeal now. Squeal.
Whee!
Squeal.
Whee! Whee!
Louder, get down there, boy.
It's okay. You don't have to feel alone anymore.